Tonight's shir simen kuf tzadi beis. Birchas zimun b'shlosha oba asara. Zumin with 3 or 10. Sif aleph. Hayoham asubin shlosha. When 3 people sit to eat together, chayavin b'zimun, then they're obligated to have a mezumin. Sha'omer echad mehem. One of them says nevareich shachalnu mishalo. We should give bracha that we ate from his. They respond, Baruch Shachal Mishalol Uvutuvachayinu. For who chayz of Oymer, then he repeats, Baruch Shachal Mishalol Uvutuvachayinu. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hazan Hasalom V'chulu. The Mechaber is putting the first bracha in benching as part of the mezumin. V'im heim arba, if there are 4 who eat together, Yachaloymar, he could say, Baruchu. Shachal Mishalol. Like a tzivu to them, you should give a bracha that we ate from his. Aval Yosef Tovlom, but it's still better to say in the Varech, we should. Shalahotzi Atzmo min haklal, not to take himself out of the group. Let's stop here and see Mishnah Berurah, Sifka and Aleph. Chayavim bezimun, when you have 3 who eat together, they need to bench mezumin. Tahainu shachayavim, his damin, l'tzarf, b'chosom, b'shaloshon rabim. That means they are obligated to join their brachas. To join the brachas together and say it in plural. Tahainu, she'echad yomer, that one says nivareich shachal nevechulu. We should give a bracha that we ate. Va'asmechu rabbanan akron. This is based on the pasuk that Chama found the pasuk to support this. Tiksev, like it says, gadlu l'Hashem iti uneroyma shemo. Make Hashem great with me, and we will lift up His name. D'mashmar she'echad yomer l'shnayim gadlu. The implication is one is saying to 2, God lul Hashem. Inami or, mimai dechsiv, the pasuk says, kishem Hashem erkra, havu godu lelukenu. When I call out Hashem's name, havu, again plural, you should give greatness to Hashem. So we see a minimum of 3 to create this joint bracha. Vekol shekein imhem yoyser ad asar, and certainly if it's more than 3 up until 10, kamosh yisparal lefanina, as we will explain before us. Sivgan beiz nevarech. Bezohar his hero loma befiv koy de birchas hamazon tainon ukos unuvarech. The Zohar Kadosh says it's important to verbalize before benching. Give us the kois, the cup, and we will bless. Oh, ba'u unuvarech, let us come and say the bracha. The fisha kol davar shebekedusha tzarach hazmona befeh over lasiyaso. Any holy endeavor should require a preparation that's verbally expressed before you start. And that draws in the Kedusha. From this we say in Lashon Ashkenaz, Rabosai, Mevelin Benchin. They respond, Yishem Hashem Avroch Matavet Alam, or Rabotai Nevarech, anything like that. The Mechaber doesn't mention that. The Mechaber starts, Nevarech Shachal Nevishalo, Bar Shachal Shalo, and he repeats, where's the Rabbi Sarev Lambeshin? Where's the Rabbi Sarev Varech? So that's coming from the Zayar, this idea of making hachona, preparation before you do the Dar Mitzvah. So the notes bring in Aruch HaShulchan that really, when mitzvahs have brachas prior to fulfilling the mitzvah, the bracha is the preparation. When you make a bracha, Shekhet Shonot, Savitz Yivanu, that is the hachona, that's the preparation for the mitzvah. But Birchas HaMoz doesn't have a bracha. The bracha, the benching is the bracha. So therefore, we should proceed with the Rabbi Sain of Arich. Mishnah Berurah of God Gimel. For who chozer v'omer v'chulu chayinu. So then he repeats, Baruch Shachal Mishlov v'tuvo chayinu. V'im ha-mesubin tzvichin la'nos omin acharov, as whether or not those that are sitting there with him should respond amen to the Mezamein's second statement, Yeshteis Ben Achronim. This is a disagreement among the Achronim. The Haminik Shlo La'anos. The Haminik is not to respond. Sifka and Dal Duvotuvocha Yinu, Baruchat HaShem Kenem Achlam V'chulu. Ma'ashmi said, the implication is, Lo Yomer, he's not saying Baruchu V'ruch Shemoy. There's no Baruchu V'ruch Shemoy before beginning benching. V'yesh Poskim Kosvi Lomer Baruchu V'ruch Shemoy. Other poskim say you should say Baruch Uvach Shemo. V'chein Minig, and so is the Minig. If you look in the benches, they all have Baruch Uvach Shemo before the beginning of benching at the end of the Zimun. V'ayim Magen Avam B'Shach Chonim, if you look at Magen Avam and other Chonim, Tal Kaponim Lo Shach Zeh B'Yochid, an individual certainly doesn't say it. V'gam B'Shloisha Ein Lomar Sarak HaMavarach, and when you have 3, only the Mavarich would say it, v'lo shnayim ha-mezamim, not the other two. But the fact is, many people do like the Mechaber, and even the Mezamim doesn't say Baruch Hu Shema. Se'if katan hei. Yachal lomar baruch hu. If there are four, then the Mezamim could say Baruch Hu, kimen shehem shlosha, since they are three, u'uyim levarich b'loshin rabba lodo, and they could make the bracha in plural without him. Al b'shnayim lo yachal lomar baruch hu. When you have only two others besides him, you can't say Baruch Hu. Rak nevarich, you have to say nevarich. What happens if he did say Baruch Hu, and there's only two others with him? Efsher the Yotza, perhaps a Yotza, even in such a case. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Ve'im heim asara, if you have 10 who eat together, tzarech lahazkir es Hashem, then in the course of the Zimun, you have to mention Hashem's name. Sha'oim, he says, Nevarech Elokeinu v'chulu. Ve'im onim v'oim, they respond, Baruch Elokeinu v'chulu. Ein loyma nevarch leilo kainu b'lam. Do not put a lamed beforehand. Ubein shiyo asara omeya o elef aribu. It makes the difference if they're 10, 100, 1,000, or 10,000. Kachem mevarchim, it's the same nusach. Nevarech elokeinu, baruch elokeinu. V'kal mishanim izan nusach. Anyone who alters this formula, this nusach, gon she'omer, if you were to say, nevarech al hamazon she'achalnu, puts in the word mazon. Osha Omer lemi she'achalnu mishalo. Osha Omer, if he says b'makom uvetuvo, instead of saying that he says mituvo. O b'makom chayinu Omer chayim, instead of chayinu he says chayim. Har is a boor, clearly an ignorant person who doesn't know how to speak properly. Ugshem asara, when they are 10, kimin shemaskin as Hashem, since they mention Hashem's name, yachal Omer, they could say nevarich elokeinu al hamazon she'achal mishalo. You could add al hamazon when there's a minion. The Mishnah Berurah is going to explain all these shinuyim. The first thing we learn is that not to add a lamed, not leilo keno. Mishnah Berurah says konvav belamed. The gabe bracha lo ksiv lamed. There is no lamed in the bracha. The ksiv baruchu amim elokeinu. So there's no leilo keno. It's elokeinu. Sifkan zayin al hamazon she'achal. Do not put the word mazon in there. The mashpa, because it implies the mevarch lebal habayis amachilu. That you're giving a bracha to the Baal HaBos upon whose table you ate, and he gave you the food. Dilu Rachmona, because if it's to Hashem, lama hu maskin mazon, what do you put the word mazon in? Below mazon yishar levorcha, there's plenty to thank Hashem for, even without the mazon. So we leave the word mazon out, and it's more inclusive. When you limit it to mazon, the implication is it's going on the Baal HaBos. So that's boris. Sifkan ches, lemisha chal lemishalo. You don't say lemisha chal lemishalo. Again, the mashma de rabim heim, it implies there's a multiple group of those zezon, as that this one feeds this one. The zezon is that this one feeds that one. Well, if he devarach abayis, so it's going back on balabos again. Vegam mituvo, and if you would say mituvo instead of ubituvo, perish mishum de memait, the reason why you can't say mituvo, Mishum de memait b'tak mulo shamakom. You're minimizing what Hashem gives you. De mashma dava muat kadei chayim. If you were to say mituvo, it implies a bare minimum that I could survive. Mem usually is a minimizer at the beginning of a word. It's a prefix. To say mituvo, it's a, yeah, it just gives me enough to get by, and that's not true. So leave out the mem. V'tam shelo lomar chayim. And what's wrong with saying chayim instead of chayinu? The mash, the humot, he has someone to call, it implies he's not part of it. Chayinu, he's part of it. Chayim, he's not part of it. So these are dikdukim in the Lashon. Don't think you can improve on the Lashon. Leave it the way it is. Sifkan tes, if you have a minion and you're saying Hashem's name, then it doesn't hurt to say mazon. The suleka limiti to kabbal abayas machil, because once you say Hashem's name, we're not going to think you're talking about the balabas. When you don't have a minion, when you say mazon shachalnu, you think it's going on the person who fed you. But if you said Hashem's name, then you know you don't mean that. So you could say Muslim. We don't tomice, we don't Edward Muslim. But it would be better when you have a minion than if you don't. Si'if Beis. Im ta'o ha-mezamin ba'asara. If you had 10 eating together, and the mezamin made a mistake, the ha'oinim, and the ones responding made a mistake, for the askir elokeinu, and no one said elokeinu, they can't go back. You can't make it up. But if they didn't respond, they're waiting for him to say it right, then he should go back and say it a second time with the Shem Hashem. If they both left it out, you can't go back. Even if you don't mention Hashem's name. Now, none of them said Nevarach Elokeinu. Can he say Baruch Elokeinu? Or should Tzorach Loma Gam came below shame? Or at that point, he has to hear without a shame. Because the Tzibur said Nevarach without the shame. Yeshteyos, Bein Achorim, again, there's different opinions among the Achorim. Ayem B'Shar Tshuva, look in Shar Tshuva. Ulukuli Almo Imheim Omer B'Shem. Now, everyone agrees that if the Tzibur said Nevarach Elokeinu, Yochel Gam Hulachse V'lom Baruch Elokeinu, that he can respond Baruch Elokeinu after Nevarach Om V'Loshem, even though he began Nevarach without the Shem Hashem. So if he messed up, but the Tzibur did not, then he can repeat his follow-up with Hashem's name. Sifkad Yirav Yachzor V'Yizam B'Shem, if the Tzibur doesn't answer, then he should repeat his line with Hashem's name. Tekimish Lo Anu Yidayin, because since they didn't respond yet, Lo Niskayei Mitzvah Zimun, the mitzvah was not yet fulfilled. He's still holding by the chatchila. It's not b'di'evid yet. He's still holding by the chatchila as long as they didn't respond. So that's usually what happens. He doesn't respond. They start newing and trying to tell him to get in that alakenu. And then he'll say it again and then we repeat.